L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Aston Villa have made a poor start to the season. Are they okay?
These are really difficult circumstances to prepare under, and that has shown in Villa's start.
Is it as bad as it looks over at Sheffield United?
In the last four games, we've created 3 shots on target. Kiefer Moore has scored more goals individually for Wrexham than our entire team has, and he was our third choice striker last season.
And VAR was pretty controversial last weekend, wasn't it?
It wasn't controversial, it was wrong.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1, your daily digest of news from around the world. It's football, fast, no faff. Let's go Route 1. The transfer window is closed and it's time to take a breath and take stock of what we missed while we were waiting for David Ornstein to send his tweets. Like Aston Villa, for example. How many of us missed their 3-0 home gubbing to Crystal Palace because it was the third live Premier League game of the day and we got to spend some time with our families at some point? If that had happened on Monday night, how much more flack would he have got? Aston Villa, so good 2 seasons ago when they qualified for the Champions League, so close to qualifying again last year, are the only team in the 92 yet to score a goal after a summer of PSR-shadowed transfer dealings that left us with more questions than answers. Sam Tai is a football analyst for ESPN FC. He's also a Villa fan. Sam, are these the first cracks in the Emery empire, or is it just a really small sample size?
No doubt it's been a tough start. It struck me as the final whistle went on Sunday night that Villa would have to cancel their August Goal of the Month competition as well. But it's also worth noting that this was their first home loss in the Premier League for an entire year. And teams don't put together those kinds of runs unless they're very, very good. You flick through the squad and you just see very good players. A collection that has been in the Champions League reckoning for 2 straight seasons and now finally bolstered by the arrival of Harvey Elliott. And if Emery can get a tune out of him, I appreciate that's quite a big if, Jadon Sancho. The problems Villa are experiencing right now can be traced directly back to the strict spending limits UEFA imposed over the summer, which just generated this mammoth cloud of uncertainty and it's hung over the club. Everyone was technically for sale at the right price. Emi Martinez pushed to leave the club. Homegrown hero Jacob Ramsey was half kicked out of the club to book the pure profit. And no signings could be made unless Villa generated revenue and cleared off the wage bill. My estimation is that Villa spent the first 2.5 months of this summer cleaning off over £500,000 per week from the wage bill, mostly from players they didn't want. Like, did you know that Philippe Coutinho was still a Villa player until June? No, you probably didn't. Only then, once that had been done, could they spend. Because if they breached UEFA's cost controls, they faced being banned from European competition moving forward. These are really difficult circumstances to prepare under, and that has shown in Villa's start. But the window is shut, the squad is set, and it's still very good, and Emery almost always comes out of an international break with a solution up his sleeve. I'm not too concerned. I think it will work itself out eventually.
Check out Sam's work for ESPN FC. It's a great website. Go look at it today. 5 games into the Ruben Sellers era at Sheffield United, and we are right into Frank de Boer at Crystal Palace territory. 5 games, 5 defeats, bottom of the Championship and out of the League Cup. If the writing isn't already on the wall, Blades fans may only need to cross the T on the sellers out graffiti. Is there any hope of turning this around? Have those 5 wretched results offered any green shoots of growth and optimism? Well, I haven't seen enough of Sheffield United to answer that, but Jimmy Smith of the Blades Ramble has. Jimmy, is it as bad as it looks? And if so, why?
To be honest, mate, it is as bad as it looks. And I don't like saying that. I get no pleasure out of it. It's been a terrible start for us. In the first game, it was clear that he didn't really have the tools. This is Ruben Saez that we're speaking about, but Ruben Saez didn't have the tools. We had Reece Norrington-Davies playing at centre-back with a real makeshift defence. And that seemed to hinder us in the game that day. And we lost 4-1 in the end. And Bristol City deserved the win, but were clinical, didn't have loads of chances, but yeah, caught us. And we were sort of saying, well, if he gets the right players in, if the board back him, then he should be okay. Well, we've slowly got better throughout the transfer window. And the shift has gone back to the manager in terms of, well, why now he's got better players, why aren't we playing anywhere? Look, it's not just the defence now. That's a real issue for us. In the last 4 games, we've created 3 shots on target. Kiefer Moore has scored more goals individually for Wrexham than our entire team has. And he was our third choice striker last season. The manager doesn't appear to be able to adapt. Now, this is a real concern for us. This is why a lot of us already think a change is needed. They sacked Chris Wilder in the summer. The board, it was a huge, bold decision. Not everybody agreed with it, but we support our team and we'll go with whatever the club's vision is. But he needs to do some serious turning around now, as Ruben says. He's now, particularly with the business we've done on deadline day, he has now got all the tools. There'll be a lot of managers in this league envious of the squad that Sheffield United have got. He is on borrowed time already to turn it around, because I'm sure there'll be plenty of other managers out there eyeing it up thinking, well, I can go in there and look pretty good now after that run that he's just been on.
Jimmy Smith is the host of the excellent Blades Ramble podcast. There's a link in the episode description. Well, after VAR official Michael Salisbury embarrassingly misunderstood Rodrigo Muniz's drag back and chose to deny 18-year-old Josh King a brilliant first professional goal.
So he steps on the foot. I think that's a foul, which prevents him the opportunity to defend, because he steps on the foot, he can't get back up.
Hugmole Chief Apologising Officer Howard Webb was dispatched to address the unanimous contempt for the decision.
It wasn't controversial, it was wrong.
To be fair to Webb, he did address the incident well, and unlike his colleagues, accurately, that he's having to essentially come out and explain that he's failed to understand either the game's governing rules or Pugmole's own VAR protocols. I think we're all Marco Silva on this one. Lucas Paqueta is set to be fined a 6-figure sum for 2 misconduct charges relating to the spot-fixing investigation that he was involved in. While an FA panel did clear Paqueta of deliberately getting booked to exploit betting markets, it upheld 2 charges of failing to answer questions and provide information. Charges Aston Villa will absolutely be able to relate to if Paqueta's goal celebration at Nottingham Forest was at all accurate. Quite how Paqueta will incorporate a misconduct fine into his next celebration remains a mystery, but he's one of the Premier League's most creative midfielders. He's bound to think of something. In other legal news involving 6-figure sums, Nottingham Forest secured an unusual win over the FA relating to their £140,000 fine for scuffling with Chelsea's players last October. On appeal, Forest's claim that the FA can act, and I quote, almost capriciously, were described as a somewhat hysterical submission by a panel led by Graham McPherson, KC, who'd also sat on the panel when Forrest appealed their £750,000 fine for that Stuart Atwell tweet. Well, the latest panel, how many panels is too many panels, agreed that those comments and McPherson's refusal to recuse himself showed, and I quote, apparent bias. So it's another win for Forrest's greatest signing of the Marinakis era, lawyer Nick DiMarco. And the upshot now? You've guessed it. Another panel to finally hear that appeal. There is hardly any football on tonight, I'm afraid. A smattering of National League games on DAZN, and that's your lot. No, I'm not talking about what happened to Southend last night. It's still too raw. There's loads coming over the next few days, though. And don't worry if you've lost track of what's going on in international football. We're going to bring you completely up to speed with the state of play all over the planet and help ensure that you can pick the right games to watch. I know. I don't like to bandy the word hero around, but if the cape fits. Did you know you could comment on episodes on Spotify? Footballer You Forgot You Knew. He said, our deadline day special felt like the fastest, least faffiest post-transfer window pod ever. He's right too. Isaac Morgan comments on Spotify too, who's delighted with a West Bromwich Albion mention. We're delighted to give you a West Bromwich Albion mention. The whole idea of this show is that we discuss matters outside the Big Six, so more of that to come. But look, it's International Week. We're doing a stock check. What do you want us to discuss? Are there stories we've missed? Jimbo on Blue Sky pointed out to me just today that Gillingham are now 20 games unbeaten under Gareth Ainsworth. We'll take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at Leon. 3 wins from 3. Why are they doing so well? But if there's a story you want told and no one else is telling it, drop us a line. We have our professional sounding email now. It's editorial@trackrecordmedia.org. Ping us a message today. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.